Well, good morning and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM, the voice of the Tri-County. With me this morning, I have Eric Hutchinson. Eric is going to be running for the county board, district number 2. Good morning, Eric. How are you?
Just fine. Good morning. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah. So, Eric, where are you from?
I was born and raised in Marion, Indiana. My career path took me to Anderson, Indiana, where I spent the next roughly 30 years of my life. And then now I live in just outside of Jerseyville, Illinois.
Well, what brought you to Jerseyville?
Well, I retired in 2014 after a 37-year career in the fire service and hazmat service, and Halcher Services brought me over here as their environmental director to clean up hazmat train derailments.
Around this area?
All over the Midwest.
All in the Midwest.
I've been as far north as the Canadian border and as far south as Houston, Texas.
So they brought you, why did you pick Jerseyville?
That's where I chose to live. I had to live within an hour of our office, which was in Sauget.
Uh-huh.
So I had to have
a residence
within an hour response time to get my emergency response vehicles out the door and en route to the derailment.
Okay, question. Now, of all the places you could have lived, why? How did you come up with Jersey County?
Well, little research. I found that Jersey County was a rural community with good people, and certain aspects of what I was looking for in my house. I wanted some acreage, in-ground pool, house big enough for my family to come visit, and I wanted a pond so I could fish. I'm an avid outdoorsman.
Okay.
I wanted a pond so I could fish and enough acreage so I could hunt a little bit.
So what'd you end up getting?
I found 5 acres with a pond, an in-ground pool, ranch-style house, and a barn.
Just what the doctor ordered.
Right here in Jersey County.
All right.
Yeah, everything I was looking for.
Did you, when you were researching, and you said good people, how do you know you got good people?
Well, the crime rate was relatively low in this county.
It is.
Compared to the surrounding counties, especially compared to across the river.
Right.
And just looking at some of the aspects of the county governments, there were some attractions that I had there, or found there. Now, there's some things that I found that I didn't care too much for as well. And that's why I'm interested in getting into county government, because I want to see some good changes come to
Government. So county being involved in county government was on your list of things to do?
I've always been involved. As a firefighter, I had to be involved in politics in my city I lived in, my jurisdiction. So it's nothing new to me. And when I came over here, I saw some things that needed to be addressed to assist our sheriff's department, our fire service people around here. And some things that I felt that would help the citizens of Jersey County.
Question. Now, you did some research and you did some comparisons and you thought, okay, Jersey County is the place to go. And you knew that you were going to be involved in government of somehow. You wanted to be involved
right.
somehow in that. Did you buy your property first or did you talk to people in government first?
As far as talking to people in government, that came afterwards. And how that happened was pure happenstance, basically. I started talking to Kevin Ayers when he was running for coroner.
Okay.
And Kevin, my dad was a county coroner as I was growing up. So, and my career in the fire service and as a paramedic enabled me to eventually become a deputy coroner of Kevin's.
Okay. So you're a
I'm a deputy coroner. And then it grew from there, attending county board meetings, becoming active in county politics. That's when I started seeing some things. For instance, our local ambulance service.
Mm-hmm.
We got a pretty good ambulance service here. Unfortunately, there's a high demand for paramedics and EMTs, and there's a low amount of them that
are available.
Right now, we have no applications, from what I understand, for our EMS service in this county. And for the next 24 hours, we only have one ambulance available to respond to illnesses and accidents within Jersey County and Calhoun County.
One ambulance?
One ambulance. Normally, there's two. Right now, for the next 24 hours, we only have enough crew members and ambulances available to respond one ambulance.
How often does that happen?
Frequently. We've had our deputies out on scenes of accidents waiting 45 minutes for an ambulance to come because the Jersey County ambulance was not available or was already on a run.
I remember growing up in Hardin, Calhoun. Mm-hmm. My dad was fire chief.
Uh-huh.
And he loved it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he loved it. He was a general contractor in the town, and he loved being fire chief. He'd worked on fire department, and then a guy retired, and he took his place. And oh man, he just, you know, he'd have big fish fries and stuff just for the fire department. And the guys were all volunteer though.
Yeah,
you know, it was all volunteer. Even the ambulance service, that was all volunteer. But now here they get paid. Right.
Where I was, yes, I got paid. Now, the first 10 years of my career, I was a volunteer firefighter. I started out that way. Everybody pretty much does. It becomes a firefighter for a career, starts out. And quite frankly, it's my belief that firefighting is a career. Whether you're volunteer or you're getting paid, it's a career.
Yeah.
I mean, bottom line is you're sacrificing your time and your life to serve others.
Well,
so that's just the way it is.
I know. You know, you saying that, just growing up and knowing the firefighters, they were all just regular guys, you know, but man, when that whistle blew, just like here in town, you know, just like everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, guys love doing it, you know.
And Jerseyville Fire Department is a very good fire department.
Oh, yeah.
Got a good chief and good people.
Yeah.
And I've met the people from QEM. I don't know them as well as I do Jerseyville, but they seem to be just as well trained and good people out there.
Sure.
But, so that's one thing that I want to help address and help the citizens of Jersey County by getting a solution to the problem of our EMS.
What are you going to do?
I'm not sure. I know the county provides a subsidy to the EMS. I don't know what the solution is yet, but I do have some ideas. Uh-huh. And after investigating it more, I will throw some of those ideas out and see if we can come to a solution.
Some sort of recruiting program, you know, to get them here.
Well, and a lot of times this is something that can happen as well, is a lot of times the basic life support class, the EMT class, emergency medical technician class, can be taught in high school.
Sure.
And it's a part of the science program anyway, so it could be taught in high school.
There you go.
And we become a feeder program to our community.
Yeah, I like that. I remember, you know, I was a kid, probably about 14 or 15, when they first got the volunteer ambulance going in Calhoun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people were on board. You know, I mean, it was pretty fun, just to, because my family was very involved in it. And when I was a kid, I even went out on. I remember one time where a guy came up missing, you know, it was a father. He'd been out hunting, you know, or doing something, and he didn't come back. And then at midnight, finally, it might have been earlier, it might have been 10 o'clock, but, you know, they called the fire department, and so we had to, I bet got 50 people together,
mm-hmm.
you know, and started combing the woods. And we did find the gentleman. He had an accident. He had accidentally shot himself.
Oh, Lord.
It was like he was, you know, like the gun went off,
mm-hmm.
and he was climbing a fence or something. And And actually, you know, I was like 50 feet away from him as a kid when they didn't find him, you know.
But yeah.
It takes volunteers. It takes a lot of people.
It does.
It takes good people.
It does. Unknown caller. And another aspect that could be looked at would be putting basic life support ambulances with a crew in the firehouse in Jerseyville and in the firehouse at QEM. Right now you have your Jerseyville Ambulance Service is providing an ambulance at the hospital and another one at QEM on a part-time basis, so to speak, when they're not out on runs. But by putting those under the jurisdiction of the fire department and having the Jerseyville Hospital provide the advanced life support, the paramedics to assist would enhance the service and provide the two ambulances at the hospital and one ambulance at Jerseyville Fire and one ambulance at QEM, and now you got four ambulances instead of just two.
Right. And am I hearing that you thinking maybe like we have a volunteer fire department, maybe we also have like just a backup volunteer ambulance service at the Jerseyville, or what?
It could be volunteer, or it could be a paid EMT and a driver.
Uh huh. So when it's a paid EMT driver, are they like on call 24 hours or what?
You could put them on 8s, 12s, or 24 hour shifts. That's up to your staffing person that's making out the schedule on how long of shift they're going to work and the coverage that they're going to provide, because you're going to have more than one.
Okay, Eric, so it sounds like you're running for county board with that. That's your main emphasis. Anything else?
I have also noticed in county and city government there's a lot of nepotism in our county and city government.
Yeah.
And
some people might know what nepotism is. Can you explain that?
Nepotism is when somebody uses their influence to get their relatives jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And provide a lifestyle or a living for their relative, and
not necessarily the best person for the job.
Exactly. It's not always the best person for the job. It's not always the most qualified person for the job. Sometimes it is, but most generally it isn't. And that's one thing that I think that needs to be addressed. Our citizens need to have opportunities at those jobs, who could do a better job or have more qualifications for that job, rather than hiring or assisting our relatives in getting those jobs or those positions.
Have you, where you come from,
okay,
in your experience, and I would have to say nepotism goes on here in the city and the county pretty strongly. But what goes on, or what have you seen in the past where you come from, how they've kind of X'd that out?
Well, we had one mayor in the city that I was from that his brother, two of his brothers, one was on the fire department, one was on the police department. His cousin he put in charge of the county or the city highway or city street department.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple cousins were in the electrical department and the water and sewer treatment department, and all of them had high paying positions. Turns out he was a one-term mayor.
He was a one-term mayor.
Yes, because of the nepotism.
Yeah.
The public does not like nepotism. If I'm more qualified for a position than the mayor's cousin, then I should have a chance to interview and have that position.
Well, you should, but it doesn't mean you'll get it.
Right.
I mean, is there any rules or anything that can be passed, voted in, that, I mean, you could have somebody that's a relative. That is really good for the position, too, right?
Yeah, it is. It can be. But if they're qualified for the position and everything, yeah, it can be a good thing. But if they're not, I mean, I don't want to see lawsuits costing our city government a bunch of money when we're putting people in positions who are relatives instead of people in positions who are qualified for that, more qualified for that position.
Okay. Question, Eric. You're not from around here.
Right.
Okay. You're new in town. You've been living here for what?
Since 2015, April of 2015.
Okay. So you got 8 years under your belt.
Uh-huh.
Okay. How are you going to get elected? Because usually you got to know people, you know, and I mean, 8 years. I mean, I've been here for 37 years, you know, uh-huh. But I know a lot of people,
right.
But, still I'm meeting new people every day. Uh-huh. So, and usually there's a lot of family, like to get elected. There's a lot of family people that support people and groups. How are you going to get elected?
I'm going to go door to door and knock on doors.
All right.
And I'm going to shake hands and tell people about who I am and ask them to vote for me.
Yeah.
That's grassroots. That's the only way to do it.
And, you know, I've really never talked to you before.
Mm-hmm.
I've met you outside the food drive a month or so ago.
Right.
And you introduced yourself. And I said, get you in for an interview. So here you are. But you come off as a straight shooter.
I am.
Yeah, you are a straight shooter.
I was raised by a man that taught me that you live and die by your word. You give your word, you follow through.
Yes.
And that's the way I was raised, and that's the way I am.
Well, it's a good way to be.
Yeah.
So going door to door, yeah, that'll help.
That's all I can do is ask people to vote for me. Uh-huh. And if they do, I appreciate it. If they don't, I understand. I'm new in town and not well known.
Now, who has that position right now?
Right now, there's in the
or district, there several people in that district.
Yeah, in District 3, you can elect three people, or District 2, you can elect three people to District 2. Ben Heisek is in one position right now. Eric Ivers is in another, and the lady that is in the third position, I can't remember her name. I apologize for that right now, but she is not running again, and neither is Eric Ivers.
Okay, so it's basically the top three vote-getters get in?
Well, there's two people running, or there's two people that will be elected to a four-year term, and that's one of the positions I'm running for. There's one person that will be elected to a two-year term, and he's running unopposed. And then I am running against Ben and another gentleman for that position.
I see. Okay. Well, Eric, do you have anything? Yeah. You know, one thing is you said you had to have a pool, you had to have 5 acres, you had to have a farm. So I'm going to take your family in, right? Are your kids all gone now?
My kids are all raised, but I am raising a 15-year-old grandson.
Are you?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, he lives with my wife and I, and goes to school here at Jerseyville High School.
Hey, and, Grandpa.
Yeah.
You're going to start all over again.
I know it. I've got 8 grandchildren and probably a couple more on the way because my stepson just got married not long ago. So it's going to be quite interesting.
How old are you, Eric?
I am 64.
64. And you got 8 grandchildren.
Yes.
Good deal.
And they come for visits all the time.
Oh yeah, I hear they're great. We don't have any.
I wish I could have had the grandchildren first.
Yeah, we've got a grand dog.
Ah.
And we weren't even dog lovers, but now we are just happy to have that grand dog.
Yeah.
So.
I know.
And that's all we got.
I love my puppy too. I love her to death.
Yeah. But. We got a lot of great nephews and nieces. We love those guys.
Oh, good.
You know,
good.
And I got a lot of siblings and sisters, but.
Family's important.
Family's very important.
Yes.
It's the name of the game. It's the center of everything.
Yeah.
Family.
Yep.
Eric, anything else to add to this little interview?
No, not really. I I look forward to the opportunity to serve the people of Jersey County, and I hope they see their way to elect me. Well, if not, we'll try again next time.
Yeah, or you try. Yeah. I mean, that's what being American is.
Yeah,
you
know? It is.
All right.
The best country in the world.
Hell yeah. Okay. Congratulations, and we'll see you around, Eric.
All right. Thank you.